Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. These are the words which were spoken by your pastor when he baptized you, making the sign of the cross over your heart and upon your forehead. It is the very mark Paul refers to in his epistle letters. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "It is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put his seal on us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul wrote, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. You have received your seals, just as those who have believed and have gone before us received theirs." A few weeks ago, we heard from the Swedish pastor Bo Gertz, his interview, that God is a good God who desires for all to come to faith in him and in his salvation, the salvation he has given freely through his Son, and that he has given us today so that someone else might hear the word and come to faith. Today we consider the seal with which we are sealed and what it meant for those before us, what it means for us, and what it means for our future. I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Today we remember those who have gone before us, believing in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are part of the figurative 144,000 of the tribes of Israel mentioned in our text. It is figurative because the number 144,000 has two 12s multiplied together. These 12s signify the two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the 10 cubed signifies completeness. For those who have gone before us in the faith, their baptism now means that they have gone to heaven to be before the throne of God and before the Lamb. Their time of pilgrimage is ended. And as we hear in the book of Revelation, they sing songs before the throne. And this is what they sing. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And they also sing, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure." These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They have completed their work and now rest in the Sabbath of the Lord of the Sabaoth, the Lord of the hosts of angels. Their concern is no longer on what happens here and now. They have no need to look back on the earth, to watch over anyone or for anything else. That does not mean, however, that they do not yearn for the final fulfillment of God's promises, for it to be completed. They cry out in Revelation 6, verse 10, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" God's response was as follows. They were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and the brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. So those who have gone before us are in the now, not yet, of God's promise when we die. They are before his throne, but simply as spirits, They look forward to the day when their bodies and souls will be reunited, just as they will be reunited with their brothers and sisters in Christ who are coming after them. Our text for today continues. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every tribe, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Salvation does indeed belong to God and to the Lamb forever. It was by the death of the Lamb, the one looking as though it had been slain, that those who have gone before us are now in heaven. And it is by the same death of the Lamb that you and I will enter heaven as well. Praise does not belong to any of us, not to our ancestors, and not to us, to you or to me. We do our best to make our lives look as though they are carefree and perfect. We make them look like our pages on Facebook, only showing the good, but not the bad. But you know the truth. You are a sinner, just as I am a sinner. No human is good, no, not one. Only the one who is both man and God was, is, and ever will be good. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Jesus lived a perfect life in the place of every human being of all time. Then, like a lamb led to the slaughter, he willingly gave up his life. He suffered as a sinner and died so that those who have, who are, and who will come to faith in him shall be saved. Today, Jesus still bears those marks, even in the heavenly places, giving us the assurance that all believe on him will not die eternally, but live eternally, just as he himself does. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Because of the death and resurrection of the Lamb, those who have gone before us, and we, and those after us, will leave this great tribulation. We will go before the throne of God to serve him day and night in his temple. From there we will await that great and glorious day of the Lord when he will judge, and those who believe will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The heavens and the earth will be destroyed by fire, but a new heaven and a new earth will be created. Then we shall be with the Lord our God, with the Lamb who has died and risen again, and with our brothers and sisters of faith for life everlasting. In fulfilling this word, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, every tear from your eyes. We will no longer need to cry over those who have passed away before us, because we will see that they are still alive. Today they are alive, but in the throne room of God as spirits. On that day, we will all be alive as creatures with bodies and souls once more. On that day, we will, along with Job, see God with our own eyes. Then the Lamb who has died will continue to be our shepherd, being with us around springs of living water. To that end, we, by God's Spirit, put our trust and faith in Jesus, the Lamb who has saved us from sin. We remember and celebrate, but do not worship our ancestors who have died in the faith, but knowing that they worship along with us, singing the same words we do in our divine services. We do this now and until we join them in their song, either in heaven or in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.